Fox in the Morning, Jesse B., attorney at law, John Price is with us, and he brought in another esteemed attorney who is new to the John Price Law Firm, right?
That's right. We have Sean Pinkston with us this morning, and Sean's joined us here a few weeks ago. He has a very distinguished background, did some years in JAG, did some volunteer legal work over in Iraq back during the surge, and has about 6 years defense experience in the medical negligence a nursing home area.
Well, I did go through his record, and there is a real, real mark on it. He was once a DJ.
Yes, he was.
What are people who are hated more than attorneys? DJs.
I don't think that's true.
It's just jokes.
I think dentist goes like way above us on that list.
We handle dental negligence also. So.
Yeah.
Did you go to the dentist and now it looks like your tongue's in jail? Call John Price. let's go to the John Price Law Firm Traffic Center. We got to get you to back sell a record or something. Throw it to the John Price Law Firm Traffic Center.
Coming up next, we have traffic from around Charleston, brought to you by the John Price Law Firm. The
John Price that was nice.
And now, I don't know if he had any little DJ magic, you know. And now the man who's not in a helicopter, but high above the holy city in more ways than one, Ray Lewis.
Good morning. The officials are reporting accidents. Highway 52 at Tom Hill Road has EMS. 52 at Cypress Gardens. Also 52 at Main Street. Folly at the James Island Connector. Fort Sumter at Harborview. And I-26 eastbound at the 209A exit ramp. Disabled vehicles, James Island Connector, the 61 Connector, and I-26 westbound at the 205. Drive carefully. Have a good morning. I'm Ray Lewis for the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.
Sunny 93 today, same for tomorrow as we get over the hump and already thinking about the weekend. 75 now at the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge. John Price Law Firm. Need accident advice? Call John Price. I think that should be your new jingle. Just play that.
It doesn't sound very musical, does it? A lot of percussion involved, I suppose.
Well, we bring Sean Pinkston in. You have an extensive background, and I know you guys wanted to talk a little bit about nursing home negligence, and there's a lot to consider there. We hear these stories all too often. They're not unique to any place. They're every place, and that's a real problem.
It is, and, you know, I'm proud to join the team with the John Price Law Firm. One of the things that we focus on is helping people, regardless of the injury. You know, we hope to help those folks. And we get a lot of cases or phone calls for people who are concerned about their loved ones who are in nursing homes or assisted living facilities. And we want to help them because all seniors deserve the dignity and respect as they age and they are residing in those types of facilities. And that's actually part of the Bill of Rights that is a statute here in South Carolina and is codified in some of the DHEC regulations as well. So if your loved one has suffered an injury in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, give John Price Law Firm a call. We'll be happy to help you out, listen to your concerns, and talk to you about your case.
All right. Well, you might slip and fall, but you also may be a victim of fraud or neglect or abuse.
Yeah, some of the most common ones that we see are bed sores, malnutrition. You mentioned abuse and neglect, falls, fraud. And all of those are potential lawsuits due to negligence of the staff at the assisted living facility or the nursing home.
Do you have any statistics on how widespread of a problem this may be? Because you do hear these stories, and we certainly don't want to paint long-term facilities with a broad brush by any stretch. There are plenty that are excellent in the way they handle people, so this is not a bash on that industry at all.
No, not at all. My mother received excellent care for many years in a facility, and in both assisted living and in nursing home. And such outstanding service and love and dedication from the staff that we actually gave thanks in the obituary, which I wrote myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we always want to do give credit where credit is due. This is not an all out war against nursing.
Well, of course, but I mean, you mentioned your own personal story with your mother, so right. that mm-hmm. has to lead you to helping people through this way who are not as lucky to have the same experience.
Yes, and one thing we've seen in many of the cases is that if the patient or the resident has a family or friends who visit fairly often, and very often those cases never materialize because either the family or friend begins to notice the early signs of a neglect and can bring it to the attention of other staff members, of which very often in those situations is corrected. However, when you have some people who, through no fault or lack of love from their own children, because their children may be in another state, and sometimes just getting all the logistics involved in arranging where they're going to be and who has a bed, I mean, you know, and that sort of thing, can lead to where the children can't get to visit as often as they would like.
All right. So,
In those situations, you know, things can run kind of amok.
Are there any certain things you want us to look for? And then, you know, what causes us to call you? What are some of the concerns? What do you look for?
Yeah. How tricky is it to try and prove or show any kind of proof that this is happening? Like, you've heard all the stories where they had video cameras put up in the room and that kind of thing. Is that, you know, a typical situation?
I wouldn't say that's typical. What you normally see is the outward signs that, you know, that loved ones may notice or friends or family members, such as, you know, a bed sore or such as malnutrition, where suddenly there's a sudden onset of loss of weight. And then you see the breakdown of the immune system where the where the patient is just simply, you know, kind of ill or sick all the time and seems to be getting worse. However, as far as proving the case, sometimes we have to have expert testimony from nurses and sometimes physicians or other caregivers who show that it was neglect by the staff. Now, some situations are so obvious and so elementary, such as chronic soiled underwear, where, you know, a patient's underwear may not have been changed for days on end, and suddenly you have terrible chronic infection and terrible rash and so forth caused by something as simple as not changing the diapers. I mean, you don't need an expert to testify to that. So there's different ways of proving it, but you're right. We have to prove the case, and that's what lawyers do. And Sean, being on the defense side, he's learned what it takes over the years to try to disprove the case, so to speak, and stop and undercut that evidence. So whenever we expand the team, like at a place like a John Price Law Firm at our firm, you know, I try to bring in people who can bring us another perspective, and so they can combine the experience and have a true, you know, accomplished team member that can make a contribution the right way. So we're really excited about Sean being with us. And he brings a different perspective already. I mean, I've already picked up on a few things that there's a few things I could guess over the years that went on over goes over on that side of the fence. There's no real trade secrets per se in the practice of law, but it's great having around the office because we've already picked up on some things with each other. It's just fun to sit down and work together on some things and discuss the potential cases.
Pillar of experience that builds the foundation that makes up the John Price Law Firm.
Well, there you have it. You got to have a strong foundation. You got to have a strong. We don't want to get blown over by the first little gale wind. You know, we want to be able to withstand the forces.
Absolutely. Well, you've been practicing since 1985.
That's when I've been sworn in. That's right. Yeah, 1985. Yeah. I was a prosecutor for the first couple of years. So I don't know if they really call that practicing law or not. Sean's a prosecutor back in the JAG. So we have some funny stories there. We tell you that's not something from the prosecution days. Mm-hmm. But as far as practicing law, I guess I think opened up my own office in 87 or 88.
Nice. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think you're doing something right.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
And how can folks get in touch with you if they need your help on this or any other matter?
They can go to our website at johnpricelawfirm.com, or they can give us a call toll free 1-800-TNT-HELP. That's 1-800-TNT-HELP right here in the Charleston and Somerville offices.
And now you're off to Dirty Myrtle.
I'm going to go to Myrtle Beach today and meet with some folks and on some different things.
Do you ever represent, what's her face, from Teen Mom? Janelle?
Well, I wouldn't be allowed to discuss other, you know, clients' names over the phone, but who, Janelle?
Yeah.
Who's?
She's like the, she is.
She's in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, and she's what you think of, you know?
Oh, it's like a TV reality show.
Wow. No, it's like the last time I strolled on the beach, I found cigarette butts, half open, dented cans of beer, and then Janelle lying there next to the garbage can. Like, what a horrible human being she is. And by the way, she's knocked up with baby three with the third baby daddy. And she gets in a lot of domestic stuff, and she yells at her mom a lot, and she's just the worst kid on the planet, and I cannot believe that somebody hasn't fixed her in her sleep. What a horrible person.
Don't have to comment on any of that, John.
That may be beyond commentary on that. From
I just love watching Teen Mom. Damn it, Janelle!
Teen Mom, really?
Teen Mom too, baby, or Teen Mom OG? Actually, Teen Mom OG. What's wrong with that? I'm playing along and watching Game of Thrones. Sometimes I have to drive a real guilty pleasure, and T-Mom is it. These redneck chicks just doing it over and over and over.
Well, it is in our policy manual that, seriously, that we do not allow any backgrounds or race, color, creed, religion, you know, to color our attitude at John Price Law Firm towards our clients.
Well, I absolutely let it color my attitude because I'm not a lawyer.
But that's your attitude, and you're free to express it and free to do it. And sometimes human nature being what it is, we're going to have our natural feelings. What we can't do as lawyers is allow whatever human nature feelings that are sometimes interfere with our objective analysis of a situation in order to do the best job we can for our clients.
Of course, John. I'm glad
I've got my tie on too tight this morning. It keeps choking me over as I bend over here with this chair and this microphone here. I need to get another mic in this place.
Well, what's we're trying. We have the engineer on it. And we're wait a second.
Who am I to come in here and
something
tell you
what in
to do?
Here doesn't work, John.
And now, from the Obvious Institute of Obvious Stuff.
Oh my God, that's like so obvious.
It was obvious. Mm-hmm. But I had to bring it to your attention, just the same.
Hey, we need to get something fixed. Is it going to cost money? Yes. No. It's 9:05 on the bridge. John Price.
And Sean Pinkston.
And, well, I was
going. I know you're getting there, I'm trying to help you along.
Order in the court, Mr. Price, another outburst like that from you, and you will be in contempt.
Yes, sir, Your Honor. Yes, sir. Court's indulgence.
Sean Pinkston, very nice to meet you, man.
It was a pleasure meeting both of you. Thanks for having us on today.
Absolutely. I hope you'll come back, like, in his stead. You can be like the king's hand. He'll be gone, and I am reigning in his stead. Sean Pinkston from the House Price, first of his name.
What did I do introducing you to Game of Thrones? I've created a monster. A Joffrey-sized monster.
Yeah, bad things happen to the hand in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Jaime Lannister's hand. What?
It's funny.
You were the one. You gotta watch Game of Thrones. Oh my God, Game of Thrones. I wish you would watch it. Oh my God, I want to talk to you about Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
I know.
And then I finally get into it, and I'm almost done with season 5, and I'm catching up, and I'll be ready for season 6 or 7 when it starts next summer.
Winter's coming.